And we're joined now by William Getzman, professor of finance at the Yale School of Management and renowned financial market historian. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Is the market freefall challenging everything you thought you knew about the U.S. stock market, or is it progressing logically given the coronavirus developments?
I think that it's not such a great surprise to me. You know, the stock market goes through periods of calm and then sometimes dramatic turbulence and crashes. Those things are not very common, but when they happen, it tends to be quite extreme. So it just looks like we're in one of those periods where the market's trying to figure out what the bottom is and how big the problem is, and that's why it's been bouncing around so much.
Could you put this market turmoil in some sort of historical context? How bad is it really?
Well, the last few days have been equal to some of the worst periods in U.S. stock market history. Of course, the crash of 1929, we saw a couple of days that were about the same kind of magnitude as we've seen recently, 7 or 8 percent down, 12% down on a couple of days. So, you know, it's comparable to that. And I think that as soon as we figure out how temporary it is, the sooner the asset prices will stabilize and go back up.
Do you see any market conditions, market forces that are putting in place some sort of permanent change in the way things operate?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that there has been any big change in the way that the markets are being regulated or supported. We haven't gotten to kind of a financial crisis like we had in 2008-2009. Where it was a lot about the underlying collateral of securities and so forth. So I don't think there are that many tweaks that can be done to try and calm down the equity markets at this point.
The average American who doesn't think about stocks or invest in them, how is that person going to feel the pain?
I think all of us now are feeling the pullback in the economy. Because we've been asked to stop doing a lot of the things that we normally would do. So I think the real pain will be from the real economy. You know, the governments are wisely following a course which seemed to have worked in China, which is to kind of starve the virus of new hosts by shutting down economic activity. That means that a lot of us who have jobs that rely on continued economic growth and activity just won't be able to make as much money and are uncertain about whether or not there will be jobs and things like that.
The Fed has lowered interest rates, and the Trump administration has promised a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers forced to stay home. Why haven't those measures been enough to calm the market?
What's really driving the big changes in the market is the huge uncertainty about how long the virus is going to affect us. To me, one of the most important things going on is the discussion about whether or not there will be a vaccine. And that seems like, well, you know, a vaccine could be a year off, it could be 18 months off. I think as soon as there's some kind of date certain where people feel like there's a backstop to the problem, then that will calm things because that allows us to size the problem.
All right. Professor William Getzman of the Yale School of Management, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.